This is Gamercast episode 314. Oh my god, it's Mech Warrior Online Open Beta! This is the show recorded on the 29th of October, 2012. Yeah, I'm your host, my name's Paul, and joining me this week, as always, is Catherine.
Hello.
Hello, Catherine.
Hello.
How's it going?
Alright.
You feeling better now?
I still have a cough. I gave it to you. You seem
But I'm better.
You're better now. How am I still not better? I've had this for 3 weeks now.
That's because I have the superior immune system.
I obviously have
that
a
can kill man flu within 2 days.
Yeah, you had man flu, I had me.
Yeah, I was like, my joints were like proper frozen. I was like, crippled man.
Yes, crippled.
And now I'm sorted, it's like... Well,
I've still got a cough.
Sorted.
Silly throat.
Anyway, let's get on with it, shall we?
It's time for...
Name.
That.
Game.
Hi. Now, introducing Kevin.
Hi. So, not a huge amount of news this week, to be fair, because...
Yay.
It's been really quiet. I'm not sure the reason for this. I guess because all the games are coming out, so there's not really much
to say.
The chat
room says I had swine flu.
Yes, because I gave it to you. I gave you swine flu. Man flu. Whereas mine was a cold with a cough. Yes.
News.
Well, you're the one talking about being ill again.
Right, that's it. I'm leaning back.
Okay, so... To start off,
pardon me.
There's a new Indie Royale bundle called the Indie Royale Halloween bundle. So it's to celebrate Halloween, because of course Halloween is on Wednesday, because it's the 31st of October on Wednesday.
It's Assassin's Creed Day,
otherwise known as Assassin's Creed Day. And the Indie Royale guys have done a new bundle. It has 5 games in it. Plus there's a few bonuses. So it's got Sam and Max the Devil's Playhouse, which is the full season of Devil's Playhouse. And that's on Steam, available for PC or Windows or Mac. Then there's game... Oh, I've got blue popcorn stuck in my teeth.
You shouldn't have been eating popcorn, injured you?
I thought I'm going to regret this when I eat it. I was just like, I'm just going to... a game called Home.
Home.
Which is available for Steam on Windows... and Dizora. Then Pathologic, which came out quite some time ago. Pathologic. Came out...
Yesterday?
A few years ago.
Earlier this morning.
I'm pretty sure. Unless there's a new game called Pathologic. And then also MacGuffin's Curse and Evil Quest. I'm not going to list what they're available on. Because you can... pop on the website to see yourself. Plus, as well as that, if you are a top purchaser for the Halloween bundle, I think that means you have to be in the top purchaser list, but you get then the sold out Home Old School Collector's Edition. It goes to the top contributor for the bundle, so the person who pays the most amount of money. It has quite a nice collector's edition. It's got a really nice physical packaging box. It's a card box. It's got a printed town map and mapping tools, a classic game manual, exclusive game universe artifacts, and it comes signed by the creator. For example, it looks like it's got a floppy disk with it as well. Oh, it's quite nice.
Wow, a floppy disk? That's my generation. You know, I was looking at my...
I grew up with floppy disks.
Shh, not like me. I was looking at my keys the other day.
Mm.
And at least half of the keys on that keyring are keys from my old floppy disk boxes.
Oh, really?
Maybe I should, like...
What, on the keys that you put in your pocket?
Yeah,
maybe
Surely
you should take those off.
Maybe I should sort it out at some point. But what if I need to get in there at some point to use one of those floppy disks, which are formatted ADFS, so they don't even work in this computer? Not that this computer even has a floppy drive. Not that we even have a floppy drive in our house.
But yeah, if you pop on the... Yeah, we don't. On the Indie Royale website, you can see how much it's going for at the moment. Last
Do you
time
not
I
have
looked,
one in your laptop?
It was about... $8. No. What are you saying about my laptop? My laptop's small. It's really nice.
Floppy disks are small. Unless we're talking refined orange or...
Don't have a CD drive. Why would I have a floppy drive?
Maybe it predates CD drives.
Why are you being so mean about my laptop? What did it do to you?
It's just a joke, yeah?
It's a nice laptop. Okay, so next up. Earth Defense Force 2017 Portable, which we mentioned a few shows ago, and its announcement of coming over to the UK and North America, well, Europe and North America, because it recently came out in Japan on the 27th of September, if I'm right, or 28th of September, around that time. No word on if we're getting the double pack like they did in Japan, which was very good value for money, because it was about $10 or £10 more for getting two copies of the game as opposed to one, and it had exclusive cover art on the two boxes as well as a card sleeve around the both. Anyway, so that's about the Japanese version. The European and American version has been brought forwards. Originally it was announced with a 2013 release date, but they have now said it's coming this winter in North America and Europe. No more details on the release date as of such. But it's coming out this year, so that's quite nice. So that means people won't have to wait. I think originally they said winter 2013. It's like they're taking a whole year to translate it. But yeah, so that's cool for Earth Defense Force fans.
Maybe they just want to release it in the winter.
Maybe.
Next up, Angry Birds Star Wars. This was in the news a few weeks ago.
Yep.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about it now because they've established the release date. It was a slightly different release date before, I believe. It might not have been, though, but they put out a press release, so I thought I'd mention it in the show. Coming out for Windows on the 16th of November.
Windows what?
Well, this is in retailers, so supermarkets, game stores. This is a physical version of Angry Birds Star Wars. Coming out November 16th.
Freelancer. PC game.
The best demo ever.
Yes, that's why it's a coaster.
Next up, some Sega news. Hell yeah, Wrath of the Dead Rabbit, which Paul has watched me play recently, haven't you?
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
It's really cool. I like it. Look out for our review when I get it up on the Gamercast website.
Just to make sure you can hear.
That's what I said. They've released a piece of DLC called
Die Now.
Pimp My Rabbit, which is sadly it's not like a new kind of chapter to the story or anything like that, or a new world.
You just get to pimp go around in. Yeah.
Yeah, you just get new stuff. So you get 50 new masks, 11 driller skins for his jetpack driller, and also some classic Sega franchise and character skins. It costs £1.99, and you can also they are releasing something else as well. There's also a the Virtual Rabbit missions, so obviously playing on VR missions from Metal Gear Solid.
Mm-hmm.
They've released the Virtual Rabbit missions, which include 50 challenges for improving your shooting and speedrunning, and that is £3.69, so that's extra content, so you're paying a bit more for that, whereas the other stuff is just to make your Ash the Bunny Rabbit look a bit different. So like at the moment mine's got like a cowboy hat on and his blade thing is a donut.
Story. Can you eat the donut?
No. The donut cuts through things and kills stuff. Yeah. Next up, it's kind of odd news, but I just kind of wanted to mention it because I thought it was really, really cool. So Hotline Miami came out last week. It's a new indie game from some Swedish guys. The names look Swedish. I'm pretty sure they're Swedish. It's like one or two guys. So yeah, it's been doing really good. It's quite a nice game and has interesting music, a really nice visual style, and plays really well. It was made in Game Maker. I find that really, really cool. So they announced, like, they did a press release saying it was made in Game Maker, and I must say I'm, like, astonished, and I'm quite happy that a Game Maker-made game has done really, really well. To be fair, they hadn't mentioned that it was made in Game Maker before. Like I said to Charlotte, on Windows Live Messenger the other day, I was like, oh, by the way, did you know Hotline Miami is made in Game Maker? She was like, no, you're joking. Like, no, I'm not. But yeah, so they made that in Game Maker. So I imagine from that, and from them announcing that, it might bring a few more people over to Game Maker to use it, which of course you can now download off Steam. You can get it off the Yo-Yo Game Store. They've got so many different versions now. You can develop for as well as just a basic Windows executable. You could develop for HTML5, Android, iOS, and Windows Phone 8, as well as the Windows Store. They've got a few games.
So the Windows 8 store.
Sorry, the Windows 8 store. Because they've already got a few games out on the Windows 8 store, I believe. I'm not sure what. But I thought it was really cool, so I thought I'd mention that.
Do you know what else is cool?
What's that?
GamerCast is powered by the following technologies. Intel AX60, whatever it is, computers, microphones,
webcams,
the atmosphere, webcam. Where GamerCast is built on lots of things.
Twitch.
Barely. Well, we could always replace Twitch really fast.
Streamy thing. What's it called? The streamy thing?
XSplit. And we pay for it.
I know we do. I paid for it. I remember.
What do you mean you paid for it?
We paid for it then.
We paid for it. In other news, Minecraft has overtaken Call of Duty as having the most online simultaneous players on Xbox Live.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Wow.
Yeah, really.
Jeez.
In your face, COD. That stupid notch matey I want to punch in the face is beating you. But not for long, because I'm going to beat him in the face.
Yeah, for making people think otherwise about stuff. And
well, just because everyone's waiting for Black Ops, really. It's the lull before the storm.
So is that, like, what... of all time, or just currently at the moment?
No, at the moment.
Oh, okay, so you meant of all time, and I was just like, wow.
No. But yeah, I mean, just think about it. More players online play Minecraft than Call of Duty.
Have you heard, like, on the kind of FPS front, Medal of Honor is, like, number one, even though it's reviewed really, really badly?
People buy stuff without looking at reviews.
Yeah.
Because they're stupid.
Do you think people have bought it just because they can't wait for Call of Duty? So they thought,
EA,
I'll buy this for a bit.
Buy
this. I was just amazed when I heard that, when it was top. To be fair, there's not that much came out last week anyway. Or the week before.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, Crater News. This is a brief announcement that if you have a copy of Crater, it's on Steam. I know it was in some bundles recently, like indie bundles. The co-op is now available to download for free. It's co-op DLC, so you now can play with other friends. Charlotte wants me to play with her. She says it's really cool because she reviewed it for GamerCast.
Neo Geo X Gold.
Yes, so the Neo Geo X Gold
Neo Geo, has been
given a release date. So what it is we've mentioned it previously, it's got an outer casing which you charge it in, which looks like an AES, a Neo Geo AES, if you don't know what that is. Just type in Google Neo Geo AES and you'll be able to see what one looks like. That's AES. Inside that you get a handheld
AES. Exchange Active Sync. Oh no, that's EAS, never mind. I withdraw my point.
Amateur Entomologist Society, AES. That's another AES. Just, you know, same.
D-I-E. Die. Or, Dinadao is epic!
Okay. So they've announced a release date for it. As I was saying, you get a handheld, which is the Neo Geo X Gold.
Would you like a drink? I know, I'll take you off screen. There you go. I can't mute the microphone now. I just cough instead. There you go. Now I'm all suspect it was you. So what's this about the Neo Geo?
Geo 8X. So they've announced a release date for it. We have previously mentioned it before because they announced 20 preloaded games that you can get with it. Well, that you get with it as a default. And they've also announced like a special pre-order bonus, or a special early... Oh, so they're doing a limited edition, yeah. Which comes with a copy of Ninja Masters on a game card for it. As well as the 20 default games that you get. It's coming out on December 6th. And there'll be a limited number of the limited edition, of course. They haven't said how many. And it's going to be really expensive. Like $200 to $300, I think it is.
$200 to $300, dude!
At least that's the original announcements. I might be totally wrong on that, but for some reason the press release didn't actually have a price. What they're planning on doing is releasing subsequent games, which aren't Three Count Bout, Art of Fighting, Alpha Mission 2, Baseball Stars 2, Cyber Lip, Fatal Fury, Fatal Fury Special, King of Fighters 95, King of the Monsters, Last Resort, League Bowling, Magician Lord, Metal Slug, Mutation Nation, Nam 1975, Puzzled, Real Bout, Fatal Fury Special, Samurai Showdown 2, Super Sidekicks, and World Heroes Perfect. Any games that aren't those will potentially be released in a game cart format after the release of Neo Geo X. They recommend people telling them what games they would like to see on it, because the chances are they will probably be able to bring it out. But there is not a digital store for you to buy them off of, which is a shame because it means it takes a bit longer because they have to actually manufacture them. At least from the sounds of it, because you get game cards. But it's quite nice. The handheld itself is a 4.3 LCD screen in 16x9 and 4x3, so you've got a choice of how you want to look at it, with stereo speakers. And the Neo Geo X station, which is, looks like an AES, houses the station while it charges, the handheld while it charges, sorry. But you can also output video and audio via HDMI or composite through the station to play it on a TV.
Sounds fantastic.
You also get a Neo Geo X arcade stick, which is quite similar to the original AES joystick, arcade stick, whatever you want to call it, which can only be used with the station. No, they're really big. They're like this. It's got a joystick and buttons, like you would expect on an arcade machine or any Neo Geo machine. So yeah, that's cool. next up, just a brief mention, although I don't know, I thought some of them were cute, but some of them were a bit confusing, as one of them I didn't even know what the hell it was. Gamerprint, who do lines of t-shirts and hoodies for games, are doing a line of Christmas cards. For anyone who wants to, who likes games and want to show their love of games through Christmas cards. So they've got a design, well, a set of 10 designs, which are about £10, or £8?
£10!
So you're paying quite a bit for a card. And you get envelopes, of course, for each card, and they're A6 in size. So, for example, there's a Mario one, Portal, Link. Well, I say Portal, it looks like a turret, but it says you monster. Sonic, Ezio. Ezio was the one I did not get, which, as you can see, is the one in the middle in the red. Then there's Master Chief, Pikachu, Sackboy, Metroid, and Snake at the bottom. Someone pointed out that the Metroid one looks like a pair of knickers, and the Master Chief one looks a bit like a bum. But otherwise, I don't know, some of them are okay, some of them are a bit weird. Mainly the Ezio one, because I just didn't get it at first. But yeah, they're a bit expensive.
Bit on the weird side, if you ask me.
Bit on the weird side? Double Fine have been doing Christmas cards for a while.
Double Fine, oh, it's done a Double Fine.
Look at the text, how nice does that look? Just saying.
What, on that low-res screen? Horrible. In other news, MechWarrior Online is now open beta. They've relaunched a website, brand new website, and you can now play for free. You don't have to enter the beta, you can just play it. It's free. Anyone can play it. That means everyone needs to get on this fantastic, amazing game right now so I can get online later and kill you. And that includes you, Rhys Baxter.
You're killing people. How rude.
Well, I'm not really killing people, I'm blowing up their mechs. Obviously, the people are free to...
Sorry.
No to edit. 18 minutes, 44 seconds. Okay. Yeah. People are free to, like, leave their mech and walk off and I'll blow their mech up. Oh, no, that's cool. Yeah, so check it out, because it is, like, the best PC game...
Yeah, Paul loves it.
...in years. I'm, you know, it's fantastic.
Paul's in love with the mech. And his Atlas.
And the best thing is, I have a Founders account, so I already own 4 mechs. So I'm walking damage.
You're walking damage?
It's time for...
Name.
That.
Game.
Yowdy. Right, so last week, everyone would have heard this. A couple of people guessed it was stuff like Mario, Metal Gear, StarCraft, Deus Ex, which was probably the closest guess by Catherine. But the answer was, of course, Unreal.
Was it Alex Brandon?
Did he do it? I don't know who did it. It's the Nally chant from it. I've used it on GamerCast episode 100 and something else.
Nally Chant.
N-A-L-I, I do believe.
N-A-L-I.
Can you not cheat and look on the internet?
No. I just want to see if it's Alex Brandon. Where's the return?
Oh. The big button.
Is it Alex Brandon? It's Alex Brandon. That's why it sounded like Deus Ex.
So, geez, there to me for fooling everyone. This week, we've got something different.
That was a good one.
It's way more difficult. It was a good one. It's one I already used on GamerCast before. People don't learn from this, do they?
No, I don't learn, but it sounded like Alex Brandon, which is why I said Deus Ex. Just the start of that, Alex Brandon. Sorry. So it sounded like whoever it was hurt, because I could hear a heartbeat at the end of that.
Clues.
Yeah, clues, please.
PC game. I also think there's a DS version of it, however.
Just PC.
I don't recall any console releases other than a DS release, which I can kind of picture in my head. But then the PC one, I cannot picture it. I only pictured the DS one, but that's footage from the PC version. From the trailer of the PC version. Because I thought that had more action in it. Because otherwise it would be too bland.
What, then the rest of the game?
Well, it's a trailer, isn't it? They have to squeeze all the action in.
Yeah, just like Hitman trailers.
Came out within the last 2 years. Maybe came out in 2010, so...
But it came out on the DS as well as the PC.
Yeah. Chat room, what have you got? Chat room, what have you got? Chat room don't know, do they?
No, they're too busy playing MechWarrior Online.
Stop it. Trying to do the show. Catherine, what do you think it is?
I don't know. There's hardly anything... Someone wants to hear it again.
Okay. Listen, because the loud part finishes really fast. And it's obviously like a spooky, scary game. Well, relatively so.
A spooky, scary game.
Ooh, we've got a guess.
On DS and PC. Well, it's not Resident Evil.
Well, that's what the chat room's guessing.
I can see that's what the chat room's guessing, but I'm just saying it's not. Because Resident Evil is on consoles. And Paul has said it's just a PC and...
Well, I might be wrong, because I don't really know much about
it.
What? It's not a very, popular game.
What? If it's not very popular.
Popular. Let's move along.
Oh.
If you think you know what it is, and you're listening, feedback at gamecast.net, or leave a comment on our website. Game.
On DS.
Or leave a comment on our website at gamercast.net on this week's episode, which is 314. Good luck, everyone.
Releases this week.
So what have we got?
We've got a few big ones, I suppose.
So you've got this thing called Assassin's Creed.
So we've got Assassin's Creed 3 coming out on Xbox 360 and PS3. PC release, I don't believe, is alongside the console release.
Who cares?
But they usually aren't anyway. For Assassin's Creed, they usually come out a fair bit later. New Assassin's Creed set during the American Civil War.
American Civil War. No, Barry, you're in the wrong century, love.
Well, what is it then?
During the rebellion of
American
the 13
Revolution?
Colonies. The rebellion of the 13 colonies. It doesn't deserve the word revolution.
Okay. Well, it's set during American history, which we don't get taught over here.
It's set during the rebellion of the 13 colonies.
Well, I suppose there's British in it, isn't there? Well, I wasn't taught about
They're all British.
Oh, fine. I was not taught about this in school.
Neither was I. It's common knowledge, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, basically a bunch of fat British farmer people, lame-o people over there, started rebelling because they were a bunch of unhappy whiners.
Does it stop there?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, basically, they wanted to, expand further eastwards, but Britain was like, no, because you're going to upset all the Indians and make a big-ass war. And then they did it anyway. Then there was a big-ass war. Then they killed all the Indians, and Britain was like, Well, we're glad you're independent and you're doing that.
I just know there's running in trees in forests.
Yes, there are trees in North America.
Running around forts. What do you call them, forts?
Well, primitive forts.
Yeah, primitive forts. Early built cities.
Well,
lots
settlements.
Lots of trees, more colonies. Trees. Boats, I believe.
Yeah, there were a couple of ships during the war.
Yeah. I'm most interested in the tree jumping. I think it's quite cool.
There's also another game called Liberation coming out.
Assassin's Creed.
Which is the Vista version of it.
Assassin's Creed 3 Liberation is the PlayStation Vita version.
Is it actually called Assassin's Creed 3?
It is.
Is it not just Assassin's
the
Creed
box
Liberation?
On it says Assassin's Creed 3 Liberation.
Oh, okay. I thought it would just have
where you play as a lady.
A lady?
A lady.
A lady. Who's that?
Aveline?
Avril Lavigne. Oh, my God. there's also a new...
Aveline.
Avalon.
Which is...
Manoir.
Totally separate, of course, to Assassin's Creed 3. I'll also say that I think if you have Liberation and Assassin's Creed 3 on the PS3, you get something special. And the Assassin's Creed 3 version on PS3 has an extra bonus chapter or something like that. then we got Football Manager.
Football Manager 2013. This is set during the 13 Colony Rebellion, and people are trying to play football, but they don't quite manage it and end up picking the ball up and running around. But then they turn into a bunch of wussies and need all this armour padding and stuff on.
See, a new football manager. Paul's played one of them before. Or
I
some
play
them.
Half the people in the chat room, everyone plays this game.
I don't. I have
That's
never
you don't understand football.
Played a football manager game.
My favourite football manager
I don't
manager
know
game,
anything about football.
My favourite football manager game was on the Spectrum.
Yeah.
Football Manager 2. Funnily enough, it's got the same title as this.
Is it by the guy?
What guy?
The football manager guy.
Well, the football manager guy is a different guy because they were originally the championship manager guys.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean like the original guy.
No, I don't know. It's probably just made by some guy, but it was mostly like a text-based manager game with you could watch the game, but it was like bots running around.
I liked Super Kickoff on the SNES. However, that was just a football game. And there was a really good football
Save
game
the world by
on
soccer.
The Game Boy, which had really cute stylistic characters.
Windsor started off with Championship Manager 2.
I have never played a managing football game. I think I tried to pick up FIFA at one point.
FIFA
just
Manager?
To try and, no, just FIFA.
Don't
just
no one
football,
buy FIFA Manager.
Football. I think someone made me try and play it. I don't know. But
trying to game FIFA
football.
Later on.
Like, when I got my SG-1000, I could have gotten a football game with it. And I was just like, why would I want a football game? Why?
You're so racist against football.
I don't like sports.
Next up, we've got WWE 13.
Yay.
I think I'm wearing a t-shirt for it. Yeah,
you are.
Yeah, we've got this game coming out with this meaty on it.
So we've got WWE 13, new wrestling... Well, it used to be WWF. What does WWE stand for?
World Wrestling Entertainment or something.
How is it? Well, I remember...
World Wildlife Fund.
Yes.
The panda, World of Warcraft, panda, wrestling people.
So yeah, new game, a game by THQ being released.
Rocky no like.
Full of WWE people. Good, of best, of course, for the WWE fans out there. For anyone who doesn't like wrestling, of course, not really a
no
thing.
No one likes it. It's lame.
Hey, people, I know people that like wrestling.
Who,
Gary? No.
Gary.
And Charlie. And Tim.
Tim.
So WWE 13 is coming out on PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, and Nintendo Wii. The Wii. Then we've also got Need for Speed Most Wanted coming out. This is the new Need for Speed game. It's like a cross between
Most Wanted,
Burnout Paradise, and Need for Speed.
So it's like Forza Horizon, but not as good.
Yeah. So it's like open world. You change your car on the fly, I believe. I watched a video of them talking about the Kinect support in it. So it uses kind of keywords like the dashboard does.
Oh.
So you'd say certain words which would bring up different menus, and then you could change your tyres on the fly and change other things on the fly.
You can change your tyres on the fly?
Yeah.
What, when you're driving?
There's no garage.
You're driving along and you change your tyres.
Yeah,
isn't that a bit dangerous?
That's what I kind of got from the video. But you can also tell your engine to start, which I thought was quite cute, because then the lights come on.
I can shut my mech down in MechWarrior. You don't see me bringing
it. Do you tell it to shut down?
I sometimes do. You can tell it shut down, turn on, whatever.
What, with the microphone?
No, with the button.
Well, I said with the microphone. I'm talking about connecting. So yeah, it's got Kinect support. It also has Move support. I'm not sure how.
Lame.
But it's coming out on PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, PlayStation Vita, and Windows.
Next up, we've got Farming Simulator 2014. This isn't the version that's in the Windows Store.
No. The version in the Windows Store
which
is
has been
2012.
Out for a few weeks.
Is it 2012? Farming Simulator 2013 is, of course, the newest in the Farming Simulator series. Looks pretty good. They've added farm animals, so you've got like sheep and chickens and cows. It does all the usual kind of machinery based stuff as well, though. It's also featuring new machinery from all the manufacturers, so you get to see all the new farming stuff. And new to 2013, there is a complete online mode. Is a complete online mode and online services, making it possible for the community to create, download, and share mods, vehicles, and equipment, as well as custom-made tools through the customization options directly integrated into the game. So they're trying to get people modding it. Farming Sim. Then we also have Sports Champion 2. This is the sequel to Sports Champion, a PlayStation Move title.
So Kinect Sports Season 2, but not as good.
Pretty much, but it took a bit longer for them to make it.
We've also got a Game of the Year edition for Arkham City.
Yes, which also means, as Batman Arkham City Game of the Year, you can get more achievements if you're playing it again on Windows and on 360. So that's like, once again, like Arkham Asylum, that's four sets of achievements so far. PC, 360, and Game of the Year both. It's also coming out on PS3. It has the craziest box art in the world. It's got all these quotes all over it. It's not as crazy as some that you may have seen, which is people taking the mick out of it. But it comes with the Harlequin's Revenge DLC, which I still need to play. And it also has a few of the... Well, it also has all the maps that came out. So it's got the Arkham City Skins Pack, the Challenge Map Pack, the Catwoman Pack, the Nightwing Pack, and the Robin Pack. which some of those, of course, were DLC, like the Robin Pack. But yeah, those are all the kind of challenge maps. But yeah, so that's coming out. If you hadn't picked up Arkham City already, I recommend picking up the Game of the Year edition, because at least then you get all the content that's come out. It's actually quite good. I really enjoyed it, except for one moment where I thought they were letting me totally have as much freedom as possible, and then they rewound. If anyone listening knows what I'm talking about, I'm sure if you actually took that route, which I did, because I think a character in the game would be like that, you will be as disappointed as I was.
There's also a Dragon Ball Z HD Budokai collection.
So there's the Budokai collection coming out on Xbox 360. Oddly, it's the collection, but it only has Budokai 1 and Budokai 3. Sorry, it doesn't have number 2 with it. So we've got the first one, the third one, kind of revamped to be kind of high definition, as well as have achievement support, which is odd that it's coming out on 360, considering originally Budokai came out on PS2 only.
Train Simulator 2014 is coming out as well. This is by the people who traditionally make the rail.
Yep, the rail
simulator game. Now they're using Train Simulator. Apparently, they've got the rights to use that name now. And apparently, it's the best looking train game.
So
far.
Stunningly accurate locomotives with realistic controls and physics. Routes including London to Brighton, Munich, Augsburg, and Sherman Hill. Sherman Hill? I know London to Brighton.
Yeah, we know that.
Yeah, I guess that'd be the Clapham Junction route to Brighton.
Yeah, through three bridges.
Yeah. Locos including the ICE3, Electrostar, and ES44. Train driving and railway system tutorials. Online career mode with multiplayer. Relay play? I'm not sure what that means. Graphics, multiplayer,
Graphics, wow.
360 controller support as well.
Silent Hill Book of Memories also coming out. This is
potentially
a book. Allegedly.
So we've mentioned Silent Hill Book of Memories before coming out. This is the first multiplayer Silent Hill game coming out on the PlayStation Vita. Or I say multiplayer, it has multiple characters, but it allows co-op multiplayer as well. This was supposed to be coming out ages ago, then it got put forwards, and I think we mentioned it. It's supposed to be coming out around the 20th of October. It didn't. It may potentially be coming out this week, which then means there would be 1, 2, 3, 4 Vita games coming out this week. There may not be, though. There may only be three, or there may even be two. But yeah, so this is like a totally different Silent Hill game. It's made by WayForward, who have done some really great stuff in the past. It's got mixed reviews. There's a demo on the Vita store, I suppose I should call it, the PlayStation Network, that you can download if you want to give it a go. It is quite different to your standard Silent Hill, so you kind of have to not want it to be a sequel to the Silent Hill games. Well, the good Silent Hill games.
Nike Connect Training is also coming out. This Nike Plus Connect Training is also coming out. This is one of these fitness games.
But using the fuel band stuff as well.
Only it's hardcore.
Yeah. So,
although, like, when I was talking to the Microsoft rep, it's also for noobs. But it's hardcore. But it's also for noobs. But it's hardcore.
Yeah, so I believe it has some kind of integration with the fuel band thing, which if people have spent, I think it's about £150 or £300, I think it's £150. They do these little things, a fuel band, which is like this little plastic ring that you wear that tells you the time, your Nike points that you've burnt or gained or whatever, and your goal. And it's quite cute because they unplug and there's a USB and you plug in to charge it. I didn't know this because I know people with them. But yeah, it's to improve on your training.
People who know that drive because 20 years to work.
A lot of people use Nike Plus as a thing, so you know, you
can have a game for support.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Smart as me is not coming out because there's no such thing as someone as smart as me.
Uh-huh.
I've been waiting all episodes for that.
Have you?
No.
Oh.
I think of things on the fly, aren't I?
Smart as is coming out, which is like a brain training for PlayStation Vita using the touchscreen, touchpad, microphone, I believe, three-dimensional problem solving, blah blah blah. It's also got like this huge kind of leaderboard kind of stuff across the world and locations and all this kind of thing. This is if it's coming out. It was supposed to be coming out last week according to some websites, and now apparently it's coming out this week, so it may be slipping, it may not. This may not be a definite date. So just like Silent Hill, two Vita games that may or may not be coming out. It may do, they may not. We've also got Cabela's Dangerous Hunts 2013 coming out on the PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360.
Bang.
There's also a gun that you can get.
Bang.
It is Cabela. You're hunting animals.
Bang.
And killing them.
You're hunting defenseless creatures, which pose no challenge whatsoever. I want you to play a proper game.
We've also potentially got... This is the annoying flakiness of release dates for games, because it makes my job really hard to do this. Potentially Ratchet and Clank Q-Force is coming out. It may be coming out this week, it may be coming out next week.
Get Gary to do
it. A lot of different websites said this week and some said next week, so I'm not 100% sure. However, this is like classic Ratchet and Clank. However, it does have co-op, and they added in like a small kind of tower defense style action.
Catherine dying.
Where you have to like defend bases and stuff, but it is kind of normal Ratchet and Clank. It is a cheaper version than like a normal Ratchet and Clank though, so it's like £20 or something like that. So kind of the price of the expansions they did, like Quest for Booty and Quest for Booty. So yeah, that may be coming out. I find it so annoying how flaky release dates are.
Oh.
Because it makes it hard for me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's it for the show then, basically.
That is it for the show.
We'll be back next week. Maybe.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, it'd be the day before Halo 4's release date.
Oh, so I'd be like super hyped about that.
Yeah, we can do...
We can do my review of it.
Your review of Halo 4, yeah.
I looked at the box, and I thought the box was alright.
We will also be having a review for Halo 4 coming up on the Gamercast website, should you like to give it a look.
What is the embargo date?
It will be going up this Thursday.
Okay, this Thursday we will have a review.
Yeah, we'll have a review, you can give that a read, and see what you think. Spoiler free for anyone who doesn't want their Halo 4 experience to be spoiled. We are not mentioning any story bits at all.
Too late. I've already spoiled the ending of it.
Oh.
I was like, the Master Chief turns out to be a woman. Jennifer 117. Yeah, it's supposed to be funny. That's better. Right, let's close this thing up, yeah.
And also, don't forget the last episode of Forward Until Dawn will be out on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
I've been watching it.
Forward Until Dawn is badass. You need to watch it.
If you haven't watched it, the fifth episode will be up on Friday, where you can do what we should have done, which is watch all five episodes in one go.
Yeah, rather than have to wait between them.
Yep.
I want to see what happens.
Hi.
No, I can't.
Sorry. Bye.